This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. United States says it plans to issue waivers to several countries, allowing them to continue purchasing Iranian oil without being subject to reimposed U.S. sanctions going into effect today. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said only the European Union will not be granted an exemption.
The European companies will not be permitted to do business with both the United States and with Iran. Frankly, since May, since the president's announcement of withdrawal from the ill-fated agreement, European companies have fled Iran in great numbers. Hundreds of businesses have departed Iran.
Over the weekend, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke out against the U.S., saying the power of the United States is in decline and that Tehran has beaten Washington. With just 24 hours before Americans vote in the so-called midterm elections, President Trump was on the campaign trail on behalf of candidates from his Republican Party. He said voting Republican will be good for every American.
We will keep on cutting your taxes, reducing your regulations, and raising up your incomes, which have already gone up a lot over the last 2 years. We will protect Medicare and we will protect your Social Security.
Former Democratic President Barack Obama said President Trump and his supporters are trying to sell a caravan of hungry refugees thousands of miles away as the gravest threat facing the nation.
By the way, they're even using our brave troops, sending them down as a political stunt. Men and women of our military deserve better than that.
At stake on Tuesday are all 435 seats in the House of Representatives, 35 seats in the U.S. Senate, and 36 state governors' races. This is VOA News. The husband of a Pakistani Christian woman acquitted after spending 8 years on death row on blasphemy charges is appealing to President Trump and other world leaders for refuge. Moeen Cheema is the senior lecturer at the Australian National University College of Law.
I think in many of these instances, quite understandably, refuge is sought, and a number of jurisdictions have been, especially Europe and occasionally the United States, has been quite helpful in terms of providing such people asylum, which they necessarily deserve.
Asia Bibi, his wife, was accused of offending the Prophet Muhammad by offering Muslim women water. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's resuming denuclearization talks with North Korea this week in New York. He'll be meeting with Pyongyang's second-in-command, Kim Jong-chol. Pyongyang said Friday it would seriously consider resuming its nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions against North Korea are not lifted, but Pompeo dismissed the threat. Chinese President Xi Jinping said today China would take steps to widen access to its markets as he opened a huge trade fair amid criticism from other countries about China's economic and business practices. Xi said China would lower tariffs, take more action to punish violations of intellectual property rights, and work to boost domestic consumption of imported goods. He did not mention President Trump by name, but alluded to Trump's America First economic policies by criticizing isolationism and citing a need to defend multilateral trade. British Prime Minister Theresa May's office has dismissed as speculation reports that Britain and the European Union were close to striking a divorce deal after reaching a compromise on the issue of the Irish border. AP's Karen Chamas reporting.
Downing Street has denied a Sunday Times report claiming a deal was imminent because a proposed agreement had been reached on future customs arrangements at the Ireland-Northern Ireland border, labelling it as speculation. However, May's deputy David Lidington said recently that negotiators were very close to an agreement. An Irish deputy Prime Minister Simon Coveney said, "I think it is possible to get a deal in November." Britain is due to leave the EU on March the 29th, but London and Brussels have not reached an agreement on their divorce terms. The stalemate has heightened fears that the UK might leave without a deal in place, leading to chaos at ports and economic turmoil. Karen Chamas, London.
Ethiopian Lelisa Desisa used a powerful surge to win the first New York City marathon in 5 tries, and Kenya's Mary Kaitany claimed a 4th women's crown with a dominant victory, all of that happening on Sunday. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, my Welcome again to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studios here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax, as today again, we are going to take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Jane Peters from Sierra Leone. She's a songwriter, a singer, and an activist, an actress. She's done everything. And she'll be here to tell you more about herself and playing some beautiful songs for us today. And Jane Peters is from Sierra Leone. But right now, let's get on to our music as we start off today from Cameroon. And this is So Pure and Beautiful. It's done by Taviel from Cameroon. And right after that, Come Join Weibo, Come and Join Us, the sound of Young Sal from Sierra Leone, and Moputu by Gental of Zimbabwe. But So Pure and Beautiful, Taviel from Cameroon comes in right now. On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Youngin. Alright. We gonna kill this, man. Let's go. Okay, turn me up. Woo! Young Sal.
Turn me up.
Young Sal the bad man. Catch me at the club. Passy all day. Yeah, you know what's up. I don't come easy for make we link up. Look, we the pop bottle shot, sun shots. Catch me in a garage with me red cup. Eastern parties, no they ever dull. We the ball 247, we can buy any box. So check, money no they done. I know the LA, but you can call me the boss. Cause where I pull up, the baby the must. Come, first, so the boy cause I the floss. So I go point, yeah, you know what's up. Look me, can't join me, bro. Can't join me. Hey. We the bubble, we the enjoy, we the party. So take money. dey sleep, now you don't solve it. Now for check your Facebook or your WhatsApp group, make you enjoy we. Or you can join we. Catch me na agal. Elena and Edith, me pocket text. Girl, I drew the party, so tell them call salads. We know they sleep, party, we know mix pandas. Salon boy, know they play, no doubt that. Salon baby, get game, yeah, for sure that. Where we team up, I say no match. All eyes on us, two back. Fist Queen season, Tessas. Then Sabi, we back, now Oba. Cuba, not so for talk, now we the ruler. We King Bubble back, now Lagunda. Salon man, so, so chill, chill. Let's stop peak, now there we want kill. Booyah bitch, make her not talk, safe number. Now there's some man don't build. Can't join we, bo. Can't join me. We the bubble, we the enjoy, we the party. So take money. If you don't sleep, now you don't solve it. Now for check your Facebook or your WhatsApp group, make you enjoy we. Or you can join me. Young Sal the bad man, catch me at the club, party all day. Yeah, you know what's up. I don't call me niggas and for make we link up. Look, we the pop bottle, shot, sun shots. Catch me in a garage with me head cup. Instant parties, no they ever done. We the ball 247, we can buy any bottle. Check, money no they done. Fist Queen season, Tessas. Then Sabi, we back now, Oba. Cuba, not so for talk. Now we the ruler, we can bubble back now, Lagunda. Salon man, so, so chill, chill. Stop peak, now there we want kill. Booyah bitch, make her not talk safe. Number two, now there's some man don't build. Can't join we, bo. Can't join me. We the bubble, we the enjoy, we the party. So take money. If you don't sleep, now you don't solve it. Now for check your Facebook or your WhatsApp group, make you enjoy we. Or you can't join we. Can't join me. We the bubble, we the enjoy, we the party. So take money. Now you don't saw me. Now for check your Facebook or your WhatsApp group, make you enjoy me. Let's get it, man. Or you can join me. Everybody dance to this. Young Staff. Now she talk cool. I see you, nigga. Let's go. Barry Stalls music. Central Boys Dream. I'm in the building. Let's go. Everybody. Yeah. Dance to this. Join Weibo. All
right. African. African beats.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
By Gentile of Zimbabwe, and before that, Come Join We Bo, Young Sal from Sierra Leone, and So Pure and Beautiful by Taviel of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Remember, my guest today on the show is Jane Peters from Sierra Leone, and we'll be talking about her songs, about her studio, and all what she's doing back home there. And she was in the United States and happened to be a guest on the show. I'll be right back, and don't go away. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam, I guarantee. Welcome back to the African Beat. And now let's look at some of your messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, I am Hilkia Flumo from Liberia. African Beat is an evening counseling class for a man who needs it. Continue the good work, David. Well, Hilkia Flumo from Liberia, thank you so very much and keep listening. And another sender here is Evans. And Evans says, I'm from Kenya, and I love the African beat. I love listening to it. Can you play me some nice piece of music from Diamond Platinum? Well, not today, but I promise you that will definitely come in our subsequent shows. I'll be keeping this one for you, okay? All right. And finally, another message here says, my name is Mohammed T. Sadiq from Jalingo Teraba State in Nigeria. David Vandy, you are so wonderful for putting our dear Africa on the map. Keep up the good work, because you are special and blessed, and you hit us with the right songs all the time. We love it, David, and we love you too. Mohammed T. Sadiq from Jalingo Teraba State in Nigeria. Thank you all so much. And now let's take a trip to Ghana with Stone Boy in My Name. And right after that, Negodwado Beza by Maditu Weda of Ethiopia. But now it's My Name by Stone Boy from Ghana.
Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, what a lie. Stone Boy. Hey. After you make it, better what will you keep around you? Hey.
never them a fake it. Tough time come, them no sticking with you. Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Ask me also for the paper. And I put life for us and ask God for favor. Wishing good for my neighbor. Already yet I did there for go help with the labor. Nowhere to find then. Only if you was kind then. Like a diamond from the doors, I knew my star will shine. Don't come in here. Don't come in here. From the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in late. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Me don't know why they want me expire. Me old speak it fire. Flat just like a car tire. Me not stop pray to the Messiah. The devil is a liar. I just keep going higher. Aye, 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 aye. Yeah. See them know my name. Them no know my story. Nah, 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 nah. Talk your home to me. It no matter. Yeah, yeah. Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better focus on your thing. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better you focus on your thing. I'm supposed a stone boy. Burn it down from Ghana to Jamaica. Better know it up. Stone boy. Ah, boy. Thank you.
Eduardo Beza by Maditu Weda of Ethiopia, and right before that was My Name by Stone Boy of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, my guest, Jane Peters, will be right here to talk to you. So stay tuned and don't go away.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Alright, welcome again to the African Beat on The Voice of America. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, D.C. And today my guest on the African Beat is Jane Peters. Jane Peters is from Sierra Leone. And Jane is going to tell us about herself. Welcome to the African Beat, Jane.
Thank you very much, David.
Alright, so Jane, tell us a little bit about you.
Jane Peters is a singer. Jane is a songwriter. Jane is an activist.
Okay. That sounds great. And as a singer, as a songwriter, an activist, how do you combine all of that?
Well, fortunately, these are all intertwined. Because if you're an activist, you're speaking on behalf of others and for others who don't have the voice. But then take a look at singing as well. It's basically the same thing. You're singing, you're sending out a message. So this is all like one big package, and I think I'm having so much fun doing all.
All right. Okay, well, on the African Beat today, we've got some songs by Jane that we're going to play. And what's the first song you want us to play today?
I'd love us to play Masake.
Masake. Okay, tell us about Masake. What is Masake?
Masake, is a song, the very first Sierra Leonean song that has been done in 6 different languages. And, I mean, it's just this beautiful thing, blending 6 different languages to tell a story. And in this Masake, we have Madingo, Timni, Bende, Soso, Creole, and English. So it's speaking about the beautiful African queen and the handsome African king. Yes.
Okay, well, now you're going to listen to Masake, and then when we come back, we continue with our discussion.
You are so handsome, baby boy. I love you. Nothing can stop me from loving you, baby boy. Binyandego wa, himyababo, satumbeke na gelego. Na you abinde tekeho, na you abinde moko. But right now, I don't get hard stressed, even a single masake, baby. Akusana mingano, alo masamoso.
Africa musole, para finkele,
salomu so.
switch our potato salad. Not a lie, no.
I call you, Jim Peters, yo.
Baby boy, you know me, switch up. Switch our potato salad, yo. Breka no masake, solo. A puta na minalo, alo, masamoso. Naka nunda maleka. Diana mo, idu manyala.
Breka no masamoso, solo. A puta na minalo.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. My name is David Vandy, and we are broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And Jen flew all the way from Sierra Leone to the United States, and she's giving us a beautiful song. And you just listened to Masake, and we've got some more for you, so don't go away. So, I know you say everything is intertwined, being a musician and an activist and a songwriter, all are intertwined together. But let's take the activist part of you.
Okay.
All right. Tell us a little bit what it entails.
For over 15 years, this is what I've been doing. Working with children, youth, who are marginalized and who find themselves in situations that are, it's definitely not under their control. So I have been working with different organizations to be the voice of these kind of people. I've been working on local scholarships, international scholarships. I've been working on musical development programs, and other forms of art as well, and as well as counseling. So this is all in the effort of developing these people in Sierra Leone. So one of the biggest programs we've been doing over the years is called, that's about 9 years, it's called the KLYES. It means Kennedy Lugar Youth Exchange and Study Program. And it's a U.S. Department of State funded program, you know, that supports so many other countries, about 40 countries. You bring children from about 40 countries to the U.S. to study and live with American host families for one academic year. And Sierra Leone happens to be one of these countries that is benefiting from the program, and I happen to be the person that is running it in Sierra Leone under an organization that I work for that is called IAN, International Education and Resource Network.
Okay, and so, like, you do exchange programs, right?
Yes.
So these kids come over here, and then they go to school here, and after a year, they go back to Sierra Leone.
Correct.
So when they go back, what do they tell you? What kind of experience they get?
It's, you know, there's this thing that we call the cultural shock. When our students leave Sierra Leone and come to US, they obviously experience cultural shock because our cultures are way different. And as well as they get to learn and adapt within a certain period of time, but then they become extremely, how do I put this? They really get into the system very well, into their academics, into getting into extracurricular activities. And coming back home, they come with so much progress because of the, like, so much exposure and getting to learn more about doing research, you know, about the educational system in the U.S. and other activities that they get into, like community services. These are all things that they learn in the U.S. and then come back home and start implementing them.
I know where we come from. We have, but this problem of continuity we don't have.
Yeah, that's a major challenge.
When these kids go back, what is the follow-up that your organization do? How do you check on their continuous progress that they've made from here?
Right.
Because for them to go back to a standard maybe that will not be as high as the year they've spent here. And what does your organization do to make sure these kids are up to that?
Well, we've been doing a whole lot. So this is what we do. We work with different ministries to be able to manage the program in Sierra Leone. The organization that runs the program is IAN, that I told you I work for. So IAN in Sierra Leone works with the Ministry of Education, the Peace Corps, the U.S. Embassy, Ministry of Youth, Youth Commission, and many other ministries. And these are all bodies that are working really hard to be able to build young people in Sierra Leone and in various aspects, okay? So when they come back, we have what we call the Yes Alumni Association, and they all come to join the association. Immediately they return as alums, they become part of the association. And we work closely, IAN works closely with them to be able to develop projects that they'll be able to implement in their communities. As well as we try as much as we can to be able to help them raise funds, and there's also the YES grant that they can apply for to do community projects. And the schooling, none of them really went back and had a challenge of being able to readapt to the educational system, because then they get to know way more than they are supposed to know. So returning back is like they are way steps ahead of actually what they are supposed to be learning.
And
so
you see, I agree with you, they'll be steps ahead. But here, when they go to classes, they have computers in front of them.
Right.
And when they go back home in the classes,
they got a copy notes. And that's the part every kid don't really like.
You have to listen to the teacher dictating and then you keep writing.
That's so true. Yeah, I think that is... they've been away, it's just 1 year, and they've spent all their lives writing. Maybe more than 10 years writing. So they're
kids are very fast to adjust.
Yes.
They're very fast to learn.
Yes.
So that 1 year, they would have been very deep into the system.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But we haven't been having any child or children face this challenge. But then the thing is that they're able to go, they try to get the syllabus. So one of our students that went back, Joseph Jawakebi, he learned some coding in the US on the program. And then when he went back to Sierra Leone, he developed an app. Yes. And this app is for the whole of West Africa.
Wow.
Wherein they can go, it's a one-time download stuff. They go on the internet, download all syllabuses they need for their schooling.
And that's why innovation and technology.
Exactly. So these kids, it's so amazing how much progress they're bringing into their local communities.
That's good.
You know, yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've had much about the kids now, you know, but this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy. My guest today is Jane Peters from Sierra Leone, and we are going to talk about the music. Don't worry, the music is coming.
All right.
And so, Jane, what have we got for them next? What are we going to play next?
Plan B. Yes.
The song?
Yes, the song Plan B.
It's called Plan B. Oh, my God. So we have this song now called Plan B. Oh, which one is Plan A?
Well, you know, always Plan A is just a normal thing going on.
So you always have a Plan B.
Yes, and then the thing is, the song is saying, "Me Plan B na you." It means my Plan B is you. So if you are my Plan A already and you're my Plan B, meaning there is no other plan.
Jen, very careful the way you use those words. If you go and tell somebody that my Plan B is you, that means he's not first priority.
No.
He's on standby.
No.
So in case anything happens to Plan A, I'll just turn to you.
Oh, no. That's not the context in which this one is going.
Okay.
You know, back in our local society, where I come from in Sierra Leone, if the music is trying to like talk about that particular kind of scenario wherein this man is my Plan A and this man is my Plan B. So obviously there's no other plan, only you.
What an explanation. Oh my God. I'll take that.
Oh yeah, I will take that.
All right, let's get the song right now. Plan B. I know I'm Plan A. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Jane Peters. Can't tell day.
Plan B now you. I not go love anyone but you. I tell you I go say I do. Me heart and me body for you. Me Plan B now you. I not go love anyone but you. I tell you I go say I do. Me heart and me body for you. Baby, baby, hold me, hold me. Baby, baby, touch me, touch me.
Chop you like tapalapa. I go give you me mango. She go test me, you plan.
on the first day. Sure, this looking good on the first date. Everything beautiful. Your love, they bust my brain. Oh. Sure, you're the one where they make a bad boy go insane. Sure, you're the one. Sure, you're the boss of my brain.
Girl, I'm in love with you, ugly. We steal attention every time we go public. You ride it with a nigga on levers. I got money stacked up by bundles. You ride it with a real nigga. You ride it with a real nigga. Yeah, yeah. You roll up with a real nigga. You roll up with a real nigga.
You can be now you. And I go love anyone but you. I tell you, I go say I do. Me heart and me body for you. Me plan B.
Go hang by you. Every night I did do to you. Cause a nigga love you. Surely I go bum by you. Promise no go hang by you. Every night I did shink by you. Cause a nigga love you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, yes, Plan B. What a song. Plan B. Plan B. What were you thinking writing the song?
Well, it's like thinking of this love of my life, the only one. And he's just that only one and nobody else. So he is my plan A and my plan B.
No, Jen, I don't think... You see, I wanted to accept that. But how can I believe that he's plan A and plan B at the same time?
Well, it means nobody else. That's just it.
Okay. Let me button up properly. I wish you guys would see me. I'm gonna button up properly and take that as it is. Okay. And you know, I understand you have a music recording studio, your own studio.
That's true.
And how is it called?
The Jen Peters Entertainment. That's okay. the whole label.
Jen Peters is now becoming a brand name.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's already a brand name.
It is already a brand
and,
name.
And you also have a program called
Sing with Jen Peters.
Sing with Jen Peters. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to do your music videos, you have your own video equipment and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I was going to ask you, how do you, as a female, cope with... a predominantly male-dominated industry, but when you told me about all those things that you can put together, I am still tempted to ask you because sometimes even with all those gadgets, with all those stuff that you have, we can say the men still want to become the domineering force here.
That's so correct.
So how do you get along with that?
Well, like I told you earlier on, I have all of these gadgets, but that is not enough because it's a male dominant society. So I have my team, and my team, they're all men. So I'm the only lady in the team. Yes, so they have been my strength, my manager Lance, my video person, Miles B. Kamara, another one, Lash, Mr. Lash. And we have a whole lot of them who've been supporting Kweku, Kiki Kamara. I mean, it's a whole bunch. Kiss Kamara, the DJs, Bash. So, I mean, this has been like the men supporting the woman who want to, I mean, be there, and the woman who has the energy to push. So one thing I can tell the other ladies for sure is that it doesn't matter if you don't have all of these that Jen Peters does, but you have the energy, get to your team. It's about teamwork.
Wow. And you know, all the men supporting this woman that has the energy. And what is it like for one woman to work with all those men and say, hey, this is what you should do. That's what you should do. This is what...
Oh, well, so the beautiful thing about our team is we... there's nothing like a leader in the team, right? Everybody has their own specialty. Might be my video producer and Mr. Lash, they do the video aspect. They come bring in their own creativity. And then we have Kweku Kiki Kamara, who does the designing and the props. He brings in his own idea. and I am the singer. I come in with my own idea. And Manager Lance is the manager for all of these. So we all together bring in our areas of speciality and then we see how we can blend. We have DJs as well who come on board and say, oh, okay, I think she's doing pretty well. We need to support her. So this is our idea. I think Jane and your team, if you can do advertisement this way, plan A, C, B, and I mean, it works. So it's not a situation wherein somebody has to be commanding or just, it's not like the dictatorship thing. It's more like
a teamwork.
Exactly. It's a teamwork.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, I congratulate you for that. Because,
thank you.
You know, it's such a great moment to see one woman working with all these men and things are going quite all right. You know,
yeah.
But have you ever worked with a team of women before?
Yes, in some other areas, I work a whole lot more with women, like on the the activism side is a lot more with women.
Okay,
as compared to men.
All right, welcome back. You're just joining us. It's a pleasant welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. We're bringing you more music from Jane Peters. And Jane, what have we got next on the list?
Fese. You around the world. Amu Fese. Do you know what that means?
Oh my God. Yeah, I think I know. That, you know, when Mendema says Mu Fese, you have to dance like you've never danced.
Let's dance crazily. Let's just dance.
And so we're going to play the song and all what you got to do there is just dance.
Just dance.
Any way you want to dance, just dance. Don't look at anybody. All right? Let's just do it. All right. We'll be right back after the music.
Me level for you. I go put on me level for you. Me level for you. I go put on me level for you. Me level for you. I go put on me level for you. Me level for you. I no get them for buckle talk. You no get them donor for yin yin. You no get them pussy them look. This party one we no one call them. Pull your style, fesse, fesse, cut younger, fesse, fesse, love pandem, fesse, fesse, cut you bongo, fesse. Me level for you, I go put on me level for you. Me level for you, I go put on me level for you. Me level for you, I go put on me level for you. Me level for you. Send the bomb or toggle down. Do you not drink till you chuck? Mr. Spend no check. In pocket full of ping. In cup or no bad done. Let we chat at the bar. Pull your style, fesse. Cut younger, fesse. Fesse. Love and them, fesse. Cut you bongo, fesse. Fesse. Pull your style, fesse. Cut younger, fesse. Fesse. Love and them, fesse. Cut you bongo, fesse. Body but you, body but you. I never give you stress. That's nobody makes me happy but you, happy but you. I go put on me level for you, me level for you. I go put on me level for you, me level for you. I go put on me level for you, me level for you. I go put on me level for you, me level for you. Pull your style, fess.
Okay, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. We broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC from wherever you are around the world. And to all my friends that are out of Africa and to other parts of the world, I say welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest today is Jane Peters from Sierra Leone. She's a singer, a songwriter, and an activist. And I can guess one. She's also an actress. I think I've seen you before do something like that.
Yes, I'm into the arts, performing arts. Yeah.
So, I like that aspect because that is my life. I love the radio, but I love being on stage. I just love to entertain people.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why you are here.
I know, right? All right, Jane. Well, it's been such a wonderful pleasure having you. But is there anything new coming up before I let you go?
Oh, yes. There is The Sing with Jane Peter, Season 2. That's the activism, using music and activism. Wherein we get singers from across the country who are talented but do not have the platform to showcase their talent. We do auditions, bring them in, coach them for a month. And then on a weekly basis, we do the show at the Miata Conference Hall. So the Sing with Jane Peters is another one coming up to see how we can help more singers who want to be... who want to come up into the musical industry in Sierra Leone.
Where are you getting your support from? I mean, financial support? I know you have moral support, but
yeah, you know, like I said,
what you're saying you're doing costs
money. It's a lot of money. So we have the Jane Peters Entertainment. It's an entertainment company.
Okay.
Right? And so we're able to raise funds in so many other ways. We have the studios, we have the video thing going on, we have donors that might come in to support us, to support others. So it's a whole lot.
So if I come to the studio, I say I want to sing, but I don't know how to sing. Can you help me sing?
Yes, we can. We can encourage you to apply for the Sing with Jane Peters.
Sing with Jane Peters?
Oh yes! Come sing with Jane Peters. Everybody can come and sing with Jane Peters. We don't have age with children or we try to be very careful with children. But then as long as somebody is 15 and above, we try to work with them. The 15 could be a child, but not that child. It's from teenage upwards.
Well, Sing with Jane Peters, get ready. You're having a big guy coming for.
Oh, yeah. And the NEAR Award is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking all Sierra Leoneans, non-Sierra Leoneans. For two categories. And the one category is wherein the traditional songs come on board.
Okay.
And another category is the Afro-pop R&B singer. So in those two categories... Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, I say thank you so very much. And we're going to climax with one more of your song. Can you just let us know which song we're going to close with today?
Come me way.
Just come my way. Why you say come me way? What have you now?
Lady Bobo, come me way. Bobo, come me way.
Bobo, come me way. All right. Well, so thank you so much. I know you're going back to Sierra Leone very soon. And when you get there, don't hesitate to reach out. You've got some new songs like you used to do. Just send them over. We'll play them and we'll find time to talk about them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just say goodbye to your fans out there.
All right. So, fans and everybody else listening around the world, I want to say, Fambule, I'm going to understand my language. And bye-bye. Amalowe. And to everybody else around the world who can't understand what I just said, bye-bye.
All right, well, so Come Me Way is going to be our final song for today. With that, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Jane Peters Beats.
I didn't feel you, baby. Re-bang, re-bang. I didn't feel you, baby. Re-bang, bang. I didn't feel you.
Feel you, baby.
Cause the thing you do, you make up color.
I didn't feel.
I feel you, baby. 'Cause the thing when you do, you make a cold love.